Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Stan Friedman here from FRM Solutions. You're tuned to Social Geek Radio with Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Well, hi, this is Deb Evans coming to you live from very hot and humid Houston, Texas.
And Jack Munson from Minalto coming to you from a probably not quite as hot, but kind of as humid, Washington, D.C. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it seems like we've got some heat going, but that's good because in franchising and podcasting and all things social, everything's all heated up. It's exciting.
It's that time of year where we're almost to almost to the summer doldrums, but there's still a lot of cool stuff happening. So before everybody goes away on vacation, it's nice to have a couple of great shows lined up for the next couple of weeks. And what do you say? Should we get right into it?
I think we should. So tonight we have one of our favorite franchise friends, Shannon Wilbur. She is the CEO and the co-founder of Just Between Friends. If you're not familiar with Just Between Friends, they're the largest children's and maternity consignment sales event. And I was so excited. They were ranked as the Tulsa-based franchise and Forbes magazine, one of the best franchises. And I got to meet Shannon in person after we have followed each other on social media for years. I was going through Tulsa and I actually sent her a Twitter message and said, I'm going through Tulsa. Would you like to grab a coffee? And she came to the airport. We had coffee and we got to meet in person. And tonight she gets to join us. So Shannon.
Thriving Tulsa airport.
Tulsa was small, but, you know, you had Deb and Shannon there. So what
That's
more
right.
did they need?
So
we
thought
thank
a
you
little
for
Starbucks
joining us.
Time. Oh, thank you
we
so
did.
Much for having me.
Yeah,
I learned a lot.
Great to have you.
We had a good conversation.
Well, it was a matter of who could pick whose brain the fastest because I had very limited time before my flight. So we got to continue this conversation. So we just love what you've done with Just Between Friends and, you know, building communities and bringing everybody together. But why don't you tell everybody a little bit more than what I've done about your franchise organization and a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, we started this company in my living room in 1997. I had a one-year-old and a two-year-old and just my husband is a pastor, and so we needed a little bit of extra money, and I was trying to stay home. And so we tried out convincing 17 of our friends from church to bring us their gently used children's and maternity clothes, toys, and baby equipment. And they were going to make 60 to 70% on whatever they sold. And so we convinced 17 of them to do that, and I think we sold $2,000 worth of merchandise. And we didn't know we were starting a business at the time, but that's what it turned into because the families that participated and made money wanted us to do it again. And the families that came and shopped and saved 50 to 90% off retail wanted us to do it again. And so we continued doing that. We grew the Tulsa business for 6 years before we started franchising in 2003. And now we have 150 franchises across North America and just serving so many families that want to make money and save money on their gently used children's and maternity clothes, toys, and baby equipment. So it's basically an event. We don't have storefront locations.
Yeah.
Our franchisees rent large facilities. I think we have 7 franchises there in Houston where you are. And I think we have 3 or 4 in the Washington, D.C. area. And so anyway, that's kind of what we do. So our core demographic is families with children ages 0 to 5. But
These events are large. I've been watching advertisements for one that's coming. That's going to be here in Houston area, actually the Woodlands area, this summer. And I don't have small children, but I have small grandchildren, and I know that I'm always buying them clothes because they grow
them
every 6 months.
You're that secondary market. You're the
I am that secondary market
that we want to come with the first time mom. Because we know grandma spent a lot of money on their grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You know, that's absolutely true. We will spend more than the parents because we can afford to. So I'm looking forward to going to my first event. So now the franchisees that you have and these events, tell us how important the use of social media is to publicize or promote the events that you're holding?
You know, I really believe that has been what has propelled us. First, Facebook, and really Facebook is really our bread and butter. That's where a lot of moms hang out, and they have that time to get on and see about the event. There's lots of customer service stuff that happens before the event and after the event, where the families are able to ask questions and get an immediate response. And so our franchisees who are doing well on social media are very active, and they are able to, you know, be there to answer questions for customers when they have those questions. So I think, I mean, Facebook's probably our number one.
And is this happening at the sort of the national level, or are all of the messages and communications going out from each franchisee's Facebook page?
That's a great question. When we very first started on social media with Facebook, we thought, oh, well, everyone's going to use the same corporate location, and that just was not a good idea because customers
right. –
At the franchise level, customers were asking questions for, like, the Woodlands event, and, you know, no one really cared about the Woodlands event if they lived in any of the other parts of the country. And so we realized that we really needed to make this something where we could, like, tie it down to just at the franchise level. And that has worked really well because they've been able to – I tell people when they're looking to purchase a franchise that this is really – a community event, and we get to perpetuate that community online when our franchisees do a good job with keeping up with their customers.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me. This, you know, when you don't quote unquote have a storefront, actually, if you take a step back, you do have a storefront. It's a Facebook
online,
right?
Yes, yes,
yeah.
We do. Thank you.
And the rent is. And the rent is a lot cheaper than in any mall, right?
It is, and it takes time. It takes a lot of time to cultivate those relationships. And, you know, I tell the franchisees, you have to have time or you have to have money. And spending time on social media, creating relationships with the moms and the families and the dads and the grandparents in your community really helps propel a franchisee's business. And you can look and see, and this would be in any franchise organization, not just between friends, but if you have a franchisee that's active on social media, especially in a you know, a B2C type relationship where there's a service happening, if the franchisee is not doing a good job with keeping up with their social media and they don't appear active, then the customer, you know, customer doesn't think they're active, and necessarily get a great feeling about doing business with that person. And so we really encourage that in our training, that you have to be active. And if you can't be active, if that's not your thing, because it's not for everyone, you might need to find an employee to take care of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's probably even more crucial for you where, you know, I tell franchise systems all the time that if the franchisee's Facebook pages aren't updated, what do consumers think? They think the store's closed, right?
Right.
And it's even more important for you, I would imagine, since people can't drive by the brick and mortar and see that the lights are still on. That,
right,
you know,
and
they go
questions.
To the Facebook page. Sure, they've got to see that there's something happening at some point. So
yes, and that's been something that has been kind of, you know, it's something that we have to teach people. We have some franchisees that come into the system; they're already involved in all kinds of social media, or they may have one where that's really their thing. And so, if we have franchisees that are not super involved, they have a lot more ramp up time in learning the different nuances for all of the different, you know, pieces of social media that we use. And we just added this year. We actually started adding last year Instagram, and we hadn't really had a corporate presence on Instagram until probably the end of last year. And our gal, Tammy Snowbarger, actually runs all of our social media. She does Pinterest because that's really big with moms, and Twitter and Google Plus and, you know, Facebook. And she keeps up with all of that for us. And we don't have a corporate Snapchat or a corporate Periscope or anything like that yet. But we're still like, okay, how can we use this in our business? Since we're an event-based business, I'm looking forward to seeing if people use Periscope at their events to...
Sure. You know, when I go to your Woodlands event, I will scope from there for you.
Well, and I'm sure there'll be a line. You know, I'm thinking about some of the fun things that happen at our events. You know, people run for items, those after items when the door opens, you know, because the first people in line get the best stuff. So that's always a fun time. So if you happen to be there on the first day open to the public or the pre-sale day, Deb, you'll have to do that and text me and say, hey, I'm here. It's happening next week, I think, in the Woodlands. Mm-hmm. That's one of our first events for the fall season.
Oh, I can't wait. It's exciting.
Yeah.
and I've noticed
Deb
your
will be
community.
There first
you know,
thing, and she'll be periscoping with the selfie stick, right?
Probably.
You might reach out to that franchise owner and ask her if you can have a pre-sale pass if you periscope and put it on your live feed.
Put my GoPro on and my selfie stick and get it going.
How fun.
But, you know, one of the things. Why not? I don't know. And, you know, give the grandkids the iPads. They know what to do with them, too. That they're always saying, you know, can we take a video?
Yeah.
Can we do a picture? And they're 2 and 5. It's like, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, here's one for you. Here's one for you. And
they're
then they're taking pictures of each other.
What do you expect?
Oh, yeah. I got to make sure I keep ahead of them. But, you know, all of your Facebook communities, one of the things I've noticed, because you've got so many franchisees and so many locations, you're very consistent with at least like 2,000 fans or friends on each of the Facebook pages. So it shows that your franchisees are very active and they're very social online. I mean,
that's awesome.
Very impressive.
Very cool. Well, I can't take any credit for that because they manage their own social media. And they are the ones that grow that relationship and grow that fan base and following. So.
And you yourself have had some pretty good PR, too. Your website is just filled with wonderful, you know, Matt Lauer and Marlo Thomas and CNN. And it's like, oh, my God, I could just sit here and watch videos of Shannon all day. And so I would think with all of that, that it really must help, you know, because you're so social and you have all that information. That's got to help your lead generation for franchise prospects.
I hope it does. And we actually had a call. We, as you mentioned in the opening, we just got named to the Forbes list of best franchises in the under $150,000 investment, and we're actually number 5 on the list. And we're number 10 last year, and I had no idea how we even got on this list or this ranking or whatever. And so this morning, myself and my director of development had a call with the company FranData that gives the that came up with the methodology for the Forbes ranking, and Forbes kind of hired them to come up with that, and they put all of that together and told us, you know, this is why this is why you got ranked, because I want to do those exact same things this next year so we get ranked next
right.
year, you know. And a lot of it has to do with stuff that you can't control, but a lot of it does have to do with stuff that you can control. And so I was glad to be able to get some of that information and be able to take notes, and my franchise development director got all of that as well. And but yeah, but it really, she mentioned how the PR really drives some of our lead generation and our franchise sales, because it just gives you, it gives you the, oh, that third party endorsement.
Right.
You know,
right.
And
right.
We,
it validates.
We have a great, yeah, we have a great PR company that's local in Tulsa, Diane White PR, and she is, she does a fabulous job of, she used to be an anchor herself and in several markets. She did that. And so she knows how, what to do and how to communicate with the reporters and how to pitch and do all that kind of stuff to be able to get us the, you know, the recognition that we need. And
right.
she is very persistent, I will say, which has definitely worked in our favor.
Good, good.
It's paid off. It's really an impressive list. You know, Today Show, Fox News, CNN. I mean, that's kudos to her. What, I'm sorry, what was the name of the PR practitioner in Tulsa? Diane.
It's called Diane White PR.
Diane White PR, excellent.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, the very first, we were on the Donnie Deutsch Show, The Big Idea, back in the day, 2008,
sure.
I think, before it went off the air. And Diane had been reaching out to a reporter, Tori Johnson, with Good Morning America for months and had been really bugging her. And Diane tells a funny story how Tori told her, you know, we're never going to cover just one consignment event. Like, we're not going to do that. And if we do this on money saving, you know, she was kind of telling her that the pitch wasn't going to happen. And then not too long after that, she pitched it correctly, and Tori said, okay. And so Diane called and said, are you sitting down? And I was like, do I need to be? And she was like, you're going to be on Good Morning America. I was like, no way. And Tori is, you know, she did our very first really big national deal, and she has been an advocate for us with other play, you know, when you're on Good Morning America and other people see that you've been on Good Morning America,
right.
and the interview went okay, then they're like, oh, okay, I guess we can do a story on that, or we can. So it really,
sure.
really helped. So, Tori's actually had us on again a few years later at a different event, we just did a different pitch, and it was something that she felt like the viewers would really love, and it went over well. And so we've just been so blessed that this is a newsworthy thing, because people save money and make money, so it's not hard to sell. It's like babies and puppies. Everybody wants to be involved.
Right.
Yeah, and it's got to have some good visuals at the events with all of the kids.
Really, it's a great. It's easy to promote it. Just like what I just said, people want to save money and people want to make money. And that's what we do, is we try and help the families do that. And so, I don't know. It's
well,
exciting.
It's such a great idea. How many of these events do you have, you know, sort of per franchisee per year?
There are, each franchise is contracted to have 2 events per year.
Oh, wow.
But many of them have more than that. So there are a few franchises that will have like a spring event and a fall event and a holiday event, or sometimes they'll have a spring event, a summer event, and a fall event. So it's really based on the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
So
Speaking of your franchisees, one of the things I've noticed at IFA too is that you consistently do well with the Franchise Business Review, that you use that third party resource to survey franchisees.
We love FDR.
Their satisfaction. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's a great service to franchisors. And to be able to, when we talk about validation, you know, to for lead generation, but certainly to survey franchisees, find out the pulse, how are they doing, are they satisfied, and I know that you guys always rank in the top 50 every year, so you're doing all the things right to have happy customers, happy franchisees, great PR. It's like very
Thank
well done.
You. We try really hard. I'm a firm believer if your franchisees aren't happy and they're not, their satisfaction is not high, then, you know, maybe I shouldn't be in leadership or maybe, you know, what am I doing wrong? So I do a lot of stuff wrong, I will admit. I am not perfect, but we really try to get our franchisees' voice, and we listen to what our franchisees want and need. And so when they fill out that survey, we spend hours poring over it and then poring over it again. I think we had three-hour meetings about the franchise business survey this last time, and then we had a staff retreat. For a two-day staff retreat and talked about it again. That's how important it is that we have high franchise satisfaction. And we don't always succeed, but we do our very best with the resources that we have. And if they want us to do $1 million in national advertising, we can't give that to them because we don't have $1 million to do national advertising. But it's great if we can keep the lines of communication open, and I can have those conversations with them and. I don't know. I really I highly value my franchisees because I know that JBF would not be receiving the recognition and it would not be on national TV shows and radio shows and stuff like that if they weren't doing a great job at the grassroots level in their territory. If they put on a substandard event and, the items at the events were stained and they took – damaged items and recall. I mean, we don't do any of that. They are very picky about what they accept at the events and the families that participate in the events, bring us just quality merchandise. And then in turn, at the end of the event, if they don't want to come back and pick up their unsold items, that stuff goes to charity. And so our franchisees give back. I could go on and on. I'm very proud.
It sounds like
well,
that.
That's
and that's a great part of it too, is, having some sort of, giving involved at the end of it. You can't lose doing that, right?
It's a great, I tell people it's a win-win-win. The customer wins because they save money and make money. The franchisee wins because they put on a great event and hopefully put some money in their pocket as a business owner. And then the charities, we probably have probably 400 or 500 charities across North America that benefit in some form or fashion from one of our franchises. And I'm super proud of that.
And these are all local charities that the franchisees are involved with at a local level too.
They actually get to choose who they want to work with. And so they interview the local charities. Yeah. So we don't mandate, at this point, we don't mandate who they work with or who their donations go to or who their door proceeds go to if they choose to do that, or who, part of their profitability. Some of them even give part of their profitability away. And they're really involved. That's just another part of being involved in the community and then touting them on social media, forming that partnership face to face and then promoting their charity on their social media as well.
Very good. Very, very strong leadership.
Oh my goodness.
I think she likes
I think so. And Shannon, could you just not be so passionate about it, please?
I know. I'm sorry. Oh my goodness.
No need to apologize.
I know you haven't asked this question, but we social media has been awesome for us, but it has also taken some of our market share. So I know, Deb, I didn't discuss this with you, but I don't know if y'all have in your area some of the Facebook swap groups or the buy-sell trade groups. So those have been popping up for the last 3 or 4 years and have become very popular. And it's just another way where we look at the millennial generation especially that has had a phone, an iPhone in their hands since they were born, and they're used to immediate gratification, and I shouldn't speak of every millennial, because not every millennial was like this, and I know it gets in some people don't like that. So, but on average, millennials want immediate gratification because that's what they're used to. That's what mm-hmm. they've had their entire life. They've had everything at their fingertips and quick service and all of that. So we are right now, we are looking at ways to try to meet the needs of the millennial generation. And some of our franchises are adding what we call JDF on demand. So those people who don't want to wait till they, you know, until the event comes around every 6 months, some of our franchises are offering a buying where they meet you and they buy your items and you get the cash then, or you get JDF bucks then if you want to, you want that money to go a little bit further. And so that is something that we are starting to see some of our franchises adopt. And then some of them are also selling online through like flash sales, like at a certain night of the week. They will sell some of their inventory. We don't have very many of our franchisees doing that yet. It hadn't really caught on. But the buying portion, hopefully, probably a third of our system will be doing that this fall. And then I hope that more. If it's a profitable venture for them and it meets the customer's needs and they have lots of interest, which I have one franchise that posted that she was going to be doing JBF on-demand buying appointments, and she had 23 people sign up the first day. And so it's, if you have that many people that are wanting to get rid of their gently used children's and maternity clothes, toys, and baby equipment now, you know, and the franchisees take that and then they either sell it online or they sell it at their events. And so their events have, you know, this beautiful name brand, wonderful boutique items and great toys and strollers and all of that kind of stuff. So,
key for that working so well for that franchisee is they've obviously already built a great local community and cultivated that, or you know they could have some sort of instant thing and no one would know about it. So they've already done a great job of building that social community.
And that's a huge key. And I live in Tulsa, and JBF Corporate is based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I was having a conversation with. I get my lashes done at this place in Tulsa. They use lash extensions. It's my, it's something that I like to spend my money on. I was talking to one of the owners of where I get my lashes done, and you know, I have to lay on the table with an hour with my eyes closed, so we just talk for an hour, and you know, she was asking me, well, how do you get customers and how do you do this? And I mean, I just couldn't stop telling her, oh my gosh, like you have to be online at least a couple of times a day. You have to make sure and answer your customers' questions. You have to give them a way to interact with you. They either have to like your page, they have to comment. You have to keep them engaged. And you might have 700 followers on your page, but that doesn't mean necessarily that all of those people are engaged with you. And if you haven't been engaging with them in a relationship on social media, they're gone. And then now Facebook wants you to pay to get them back. And so you're going to have to pay to get them back. But then you keep them engaged and you won't have to boost your post or sponsor your post anymore. But, you know, I was like, ask your customers to share. I'll be happy to share. I'll give you a testimonial. And, you know, it's just about for business owners out there that are looking, it's way more inexpensive than, you know, print. But it does take time. And you are expected to have some sort of culture and some sort of interaction with your customers on social media. I mean, that's the new way to do business. I'm glad you're
very good
with this show.
Well, with that, we go on and on, but the operator's whispering in our ear that we're down to 60 seconds. So, Shannon, why don't you give us some ways that our listeners can find you, the easiest way? What social link would you like them to visit?
My Twitter is at Shannon Wilburn. And then also, you know, our website has all of our Just Between Friends franchises for people who want to participate in any of our events around the nation. It's jbfsale.com, and that stands for Just Between Friends Sale.com. So jbfsale.com. And all of our, you know, our Instagram and Twitter and all of that is out there. or if they're connected with you. I've been retweeting some of your stuff during the podcast, and so they can find me there too.
They will find you. Well, it's been great fun having you, and Jack and I will see you at the next IFA event. So, Shannon, thank
yes.
you so much, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for
evening.
Having me. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.